Ohio-born Jack Matthews is a writer, teacher, and book collector, and he stores his collection in a former saloon. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a novelist, Jack Matthews is perhaps best known for Hanger Stout Awake. His latest is called Sassafras, published by Houghton Mifflin. Matthews teaches English and creative writing at Ohio University in Athens, where he spends much of his time assembling a book collection of Americana.
I bought my first rare book in 1943 in an attic on Oakland Park Avenue in Columbus. I was just out of high school then, and I remember seeing a book published in Dayton in 1840, and it was about the Lewis and Clark expedition, and I thought, what a marvelous thing to have, a book that was that old, over 100 years old at that time, about this legendary journey across the continent.
A book that cost him a dime and which he still has. Over the years, Jack Matthews became enough of an expert to write collecting rare books for fun and profit.
Building a personal collection is an existential act, and it's an act of great majesty and great importance. It's creating your own personal environment. This is what you are. This reflects what you want to stay with you.
Matthews says one can never learn enough about book collecting. That's why it's such an adventure. Like most collectors, Matthews has a space problem.
I have my books in just about every room in the house. And then we bought an old saloon, defunct saloon, I should say, in a nearby coal mining town, Gloucester, Ohio. Bought it to store books in, and I thought I would sell to dealers. My wife suggested that if we were going to sell to dealers, we might open to the public. So we were open every Saturday, and it was great fun.
But unprofitable. Jack Matthews drew on his collection of Americana to research his novel Sassafras, the story of a young man in the 19th century who becomes a phrenologist, a person said to be able to determine human character by studying the bumps on the head. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A writer, book collector, and college professor, Jack Matthews used his collection of books of Americana to research his latest novel, Sassafras.
It's about a young man born in Ohio in 1825 who grows up to become a phrenologist. This is a person who felt that you can determine human character by the shape of the head, bumps on the head. And he becomes a professional phrenologist and gets a Conestoga wagon with a human skull painted on the side and goes out west.
Where he meets such characters as a young Indian who is walking backward to the river to commit suicide, a philosophical ex-circus giant, and other outrageous characters. Even in the 19th century, phrenology was treated skeptically.
Phrenology was an empirical science, and it was not a science at all, really. It turned out that it was a kind of a kooky fad, but people were enormously interested in it. And I think that people are no more sophisticated today. I think if a few gifted phrenologists went out, that they could probably make a good living.
Matthews teaches English and creative writing at Ohio University at Athens, where at least once a semester he tries to convey to his students his own enthusiasm for collecting books.
It's interesting to pick up a book that's 150 years old and read it and receive a message that was sent 150 years ago that nobody else is taking in. This is experiencing some aspect of life that would otherwise be lost.
Matthews, who is also the author of Collecting Rare Books for Fun and Profit, advises people to collect what they respect.
Buying a hardbound book is a commitment independently of money. There's a little taboo in destroying a book or throwing it away. We are all, in one respect or another, people of the book. This is the source of our learning and of our national memory, of our cultural memories. And I think that a paperback somehow doesn't bother us. It announces its ephemeral quality.
That's Jack Matthews. His latest novel is Sassafras, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.